I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
It's Content Podcast episode 31 with him, man. This, we haven't had an internal solo pod in a while, buddy.
It's been a while. Hey, yo, that mixtape you dropped was good.
The mixtape was good, right?
It was good. Yeah, that caught me off guard.
Like, I know, too. Bro, it got fucking right away taken down on TikTok because the song. I can't use that song. So I deleted it. I'm going to repost it again. I'm going to have to, whatever.
Drake's stuff, you can't use a lot of his stuff.
There's a whole thing with like United Music Group. They have like all the fucking rights to all the songs. So if it's not on the app, then they're going to take it down.
It's crazy.
So that Kendrick song isn't on anything right now besides YouTube. So, but the only thing that sucks is that when I edit on TikTok or Instagram, I can't like, cause you notice I up the volume for that. So I can't like do that on there. So
you can't do it on the Instagram thing.
I don't think so.
You have to do it on the,
which I can't do because the music, whatever, doesn't matter. We're here, man. It's Content Podcast, but I wanted to start off number one with, what's going on? What's new? What's new with you?
What is new with me? Where did I just come back from? Florida? I feel like I've just been like
traveling, kid, huh?
Yeah, I might go to Miami again. You know, he just messaged me, the dude down there. He goes, let me know. He goes, I got the luxury hotel for you and Big T whenever you want to come. You'll eat for free. The guy who owns all the restaurants.
Crispy Treats?
Yeah, basically. No.
Is that his name? Crispy something? What's his name?
Christmas Crispy Rice.
Yeah, what's up with him, though? He kind of ghosted us, though. He hit me back, though.
He's like, oh, it's been crazy. He opened a brand new spot. It's Italian, Japanese. I'm interested.
I mean, I would definitely go to Miami.
He goes, I got the hotel. You just got to get your flight. He goes, I got the hotel. All the food's covered. He goes, I can get you in the big Inter Miami game middle of May. I was like, damn. I was like, failed. I was like, fuck.
Really?
I'm like, damn, messy.
I mean, I would go.
He said it. So I told him I'll talk to you. I was like, I don't know if T will want to go, but I'll buy a flight to Miami, kid. Fucking chill by the pool, kid.
Yeah. So, no, that's good. I mean, it's a little thing I was not nervous about, but like a little, you know, like the whole fitness. Like I'm trying to stay on the fitness while we're going on these trips. But the good thing with Dallas, at least, is when we go down tomorrow, we're literally training with Judon. He's going to put us through workouts and shit. So not really worried about that.
No, yeah. And they've got their own like private gyms, I think they go to.
Yeah, no, but yeah, that's good. You've been traveling a lot. We're traveling tomorrow to Dallas. Obviously, we're doing the whole weight loss thing. How's your weight loss going?
It's, I haven't.
Have you weighed yourself at all?
I'm scared.
Why?
Because I went to Florida. I ate a lot of fish, which was good. I felt lean. And then we went on the boat one day, and I think I had like 4 sandwiches. Mm. I just, you know, I had a Corona, Justin, and it really fucked me.
Yeah.
I had a Corona at went to a Lightning game too, man. All inclusive. It's all right,
though, as long as I'm not pounding 5 of them.
You know? I had like 2 beers, tequila, and then, you know, the boneless wings were unlimited, so it was fun.
See, that's where...
I know.
You know, I like to go to the game, have a couple tequila sodas, and then I enjoy a nice beer at a hockey game or a Celtics game.
I got smartened up, though. Dom Capps weighed himself, and it was less than me. What? And I don't know if you know Dom. Dom was like probably good 3-something.
Wait, what? He's that skinny now?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep. Shout out to Dom, man. But yeah, that got me all fired up, man. When the weather's out, I worked out twice yesterday. It was nice out today.
Oh, my God, yeah. The nice weather makes you just want to get out and run sprints.
I know.
It really does make you do the stairs in the stadium.
When I came back from Tampa, it was just raining again. I was just like, fuck, like just in the crib.
It's literally about to be 90 degrees down Dallas. I'm going to get sunburned to a crisp.
You gotta block every day. But I'll go for walks out there and film some shit.
For sure. But yeah, I mean, before we get into that, my weight loss has been going good. 34 pounds down officially. I was a couple weeks, I don't want to say slacking, but I definitely wasn't. I was living the balanced life. I was eating out a little bit. I was back and forth.
Yep.
So I was a little scared. I didn't weigh myself for like a week and I was like scared. So I gave it a few days like eating good and shit, and I weighed and I was down another like pound and a half, 2 pounds. So maintaining but also losing slowly. Yeah. If I really dialed in, I could lose it really quick. But honestly, dude, I was looking at the challenge. I started about a month ago, I was 345. I'm 332 now. So, I mean, I'm down 12 pounds in a month.
That's big money.
So, as long as I stay on the 10 to 12 pounds a month, that's what I'm really going for. So
that's good. I'm stuck at like just that fucking 228. I'm just like in between. I want to get down to 2, though.
I feel like after Dallas, bro, we're going to come back. We might even lose more weight after Dallas.
I hope we want to walk out there. I want to sweat.
We're gonna be sweating balls. Judon,
you got
out
a pool? I hope, I you know, he hopefully when pool. They see this, we're just in the pool. Hold on.
They keep jumping to Dallas. I want to save Dallas. I'm sorry. I know, that's all I want to talk about, too.
Fire it up.
But listen,
they got rattlesnakes out there.
Yeah.
Cottonmouth snakes.
Yeah, they do actually. They have the things blowing in the wind?
Armadillos?
No.
Oh.
Tumbleweeds. Yeah, thanks.
That's a real thing over there?
Yeah.
Can I just say an Cowboys. Armadillo? They have those out there, right?
Yeah. What about the Bruins and the Celtics? Ooh. How are we feeling? Big Bruins win. Up 1-0 on the Florida Panthers. Everyone is counting them out. I don't know why.
I hit last night on the Bruins.
I did hit. I hit one. I lost two, but it's all good.
Yeah, so I'm fired up. You know what, though? I noticed when I went to that Bruins game, game six, where they lost at home. They make so much money when the Boston team loses at home. When a Boston team loses at home, they make so much money. That's what scares me with the C's. I think they might lose one to the Cavs at home, just like the Heat. They make fucking at least $5 million in just the Gotham.
The Cleveland series might low key go to like six games.
Do you know what's? Because Cleveland's big men, they're kind of weak. Like Evan Mobley's good. He's been playing shitty though.
What about Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland?
They're good, but we got Drew Holiday locking them up.
What about George's Niang? He's a difference maker. No.
Shout out George's Niang.
No, he's playing solid though.
No, I like he brings the energy. If he played here at the Garden, everyone
better than Alzo.
He.
Kid and Sam. They like kind of like even roles, no? Like,
yeah, would you say they even play roles? Dude, I love the way George plays, though. He's like, he's in there. He's fighting.
Wait, wasn't it last year when he held Jalen Brown down or something? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember
that. Off the bench or some shit?
But you need that.
Yeah, he's a little prick.
You need that. Yeah. I like it because he's like, he's like for us that are like athletes, but are just like don't look like athletes, you know?
That, and then he's also has like that personality. Like, he has like that kind of fuck around personality, but he also does. Dials in for the games too.
I'm
you
built
know?
Just like George Niang. It gets me fired you up. When
are.
I see him.
If you were, you know, 6'6", whatever
it's
it is.
It's the same. Like there's no arm definition and just like chunky. Just
dad bottle. The girls like it. You know
they do. Yeah. Remember we seen him in the encore? It was mad random in the bathroom.
Yes. Yeah. I remember that. That was the last time we saw him.
We've seen him. Yeah. In and out.
Yeah. But Bruins looking good too. Playing Florida Panthers. Everyone's counting them out. Jeremy Swayman's playing like 2011 Tim Thomas out there can't get the puck by. They're all in shambles. They don't know what to do.
That's the biggest thing in playoff hockey is the hot goalie.
When I'm listening to 98.5, everyone's just so negative. Everyone's so miserable and negative. Even the host, they're just like, well, I hope you enjoyed the Game 7 win because they're not going to win this one. It's like, dude, you guys are such
from
like,
Boston, too.
They're probably from fucking Woburn, but they
shoot at Fenway, don't they? Isn't there a thing at Fenway?
So. I don't know. They're somewhere in Boston, but it's like, dude, they're all just mad miserable. And people, the people calling in especially are just mad miserable.
I don't even know none of those guys.
Felger and Maz and shit, Zolak and Beetle, you know?
Nice. I hear it, Felger.
Scott Zolak, Patriots player, old Patriots player. Cool.
Didn't they shout you out?
No, that was, I don't even know who that was.
Yeah.
I should shout that out. But anyway, whatever. So Bruins up on the Panthers 1-0 right now. Hopefully they close out that series. We'll see. But imagine if, here's a quick scenario. Imagine if the Bruins play the Rangers next round and the Celtics play the Knicks next round. New York versus Boston in both conference finals. That'd be crazy. And then Nicky and JoJo coming around that same time.
We play the Rangers and thing. It might.
That might happen.
It might.
That would be crazy content.
Should be doing Man on the Street, but the Cavs, it's a little weak series. I'm not going to lie.
Bro, we're going to get Man on the Street. Like,
we will.
We have this trip coming up that we're going to talk about. After that, we're going to start planning ahead.
It's either the Bruins are playing the Rangers or the Celtics are playing the Knicks. We're getting a New York series for sure. And honestly, though, Tom, their Man on the Streets go crazy. So we really have to like fucking.
I know. Side Talk does a dope job, but you know why they do a dope job? Because they go out there after they win.
And everyone supports them too, though. Everyone gets hype. Here, boss, it's like, I don't want to do your interview, dude. Okay.
But you know what? I think it's tough because like we go before the game, but if we go to the game too, and then after the game, we go outside.
Have to. We walked out of the game that one time. How bad we were getting swamped.
But that's why if we had a camera and a mic, people would be going just as nuts as New York.
We would definitely need someone to because you do Boston's nuts. You couldn't even get an interview off at the end of a game.
No.
If we win?
No. Yeah, that'd be crazy. Cool. What about all this Kendrick and Drake beef? What are you thinking about it?
I don't know, bro. That shit's all just fucking bait.
Fixed. It's all fixed, bait. Right?
Yeah.
They're all boys behind the scenes.
I can't even name three Kendrick songs. I'm not a Kendrick dude at all.
I'm a huge Kendrick fan. I've been a Kendrick fan since 2013, kid, at BLA.
Yeah, I can name like, you know, his
good
biggest
kid, Mad City, back
his,
and back
his
and
biggest
forth,
hits
kid.
With Drake, you know.
Does he doesn't have any songs with Drake, does he?
I thought you were a big Kendrick fan.
He doesn't have any songs with Drake. You just said he does.
That's crazy. Justin, does he have You know what I'm talking about, right?
Does he? What song does he have with Drake?
It's his biggest fucking song.
So I actually do feel like a fraud right now.
I know, that's why I was like,
but is it that song, Poetic Justice with Drake?
Yeah.
It's not his biggest song.
It's his biggest song, kid, because of Drake.
Are you gone?
Because of Drake. Because of Drake.
But this was from, like, what, 2013?
That's why Drake did it with the van in that video.
Well, I knew that. But I'm saying, like, damn, that's crazy. I completely blanked on that. I think that's their only song together, though, no?
They did an ASAP song together.
Did they?
Fucking Problems. Oh, yeah. Problems. That's right. Yeah. That's ASAP song.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I was just like, I'm like, where is this beef stemming from? But, like, honestly, bro, who knows? Like they're all knows? Billionaires. Who gives a fuck, to be honest, right?
Who knows?
I'm Team Kendrick, either way.
For real?
I like Drake. But I don't like not like Drake, but I'm Team Kendrick. He's definitely like, bro, he's calling him a fucking pedophile.
What
and
about
shit,
1090 man. Jake, though? He's boys with Drake now.
Yeah, yeah. No, 1090 got bro, the shout out in the song. That's pretty crazy.
That's
shout out 1090 Jake, man.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared of you, but, you know. You seem like a good guy.
Him, you're him before the tats.
Yeah.
Mixed with like.
Yeah, you asked me to celebrity box. I got a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, bro, yeah, I definitely wouldn't. I don't think I would box.
Not in like a bad way. He's like, oh, we should make some money. I'm like, yeah, man. I just like, I'm I don't think I'm okay. Like,
kind of
scared of you.
Prison fights, man.
Yeah. Well, I've heard some stories, man. Anyway, let's get back on topic.
He was
here.
Just on someone's pod that was big.
He was on No Jumper a couple times.
No, he was just on something big too. I forget.
Skinny Joey Merlino.
That's what it was. I was dying.
Two gangsters.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into our Dallas trip here. We're going to Dallas tomorrow. Well, when people hear this, we're going to actually be back home already, which is kind of crazy because this comes out Saturday.
Oh, damn. Yeah,
we come back Saturday. We're already going to be back.
Let's go.
So, I mean, yeah, by the time you guys listen to this, we'll be back already. You'll probably see all of our content by now. But, I guess, like, let's talk about what we have going on there. I mean, we're really going down because I'm obviously doing the weight loss journey. And then we built a good relationship with, honestly, Marcus Judon, Matt Judon's brother.
Older
brother. He's a good friend of ours now. And he introduced us to Matt, obviously, and we're cool with Matt. And basically, Matt just put us in an Instagram group chat, like me, Marcus, him, and you. And he was like, something about, like, I see you doing the weight loss journey, like come down here and get some workouts in or something. Like he said something like that, right? And we were just like, I mean, what, we'd be stupid not to go do that.
Yeah.
And to go travel and like make content. That's like, why would you not go do that?
I tested to see how serious. I was like, yo, I'll book it. He's like, all right, I'm here tomorrow. Come tomorrow. I was like, okay.
Like,
right,
Matt, come on. Real. We don't got the cash like that. He's, take it easy. I need some preparation.
So yeah, we got a couple of brand deals. You know, I got bought the flight.
Yeah. First class Delta.
Delta kid, 4 hours, picked out my meal, got the Chipotle chicken coming, salad.
I don't think I can ever. I don't know if I can ever not sit first class or at least extra legroom anymore.
Sometime, like if you know what I mean, if you book it on a holiday, like for example, I go to Florida a lot.
Yeah,
like if I go for Christmas, 4th of July, I'll suck it up, dude. JetBlue, like for fucking extra legroom or something. But the first, it's
definitely as a bigger person though, bro. The economy seats fucking suck, dude.
I can barely fit in them, dude.
Yeah, so it's like for me, bro. It's like I need that extra room at least. So
yeah, I'm glad we gotta when we get on the plane, we gotta have the lady come up to us and just ask, seatbelt extender. Hey, I'm just gonna film you. Can you just come up and ask if I need a seatbelt extender?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
I know. Well, that happened to me on the flight, the last flight.
Well, she heard you. She was trying to like eavesdrop a little bit. She's like, you need the seatbelt extender? You're like,
yeah, because I think I made a joke to you. I'm like, I need the seat, but I didn't. And it was tight, but I got the seatbelt on.
That's hilarious.
And this was like, when was that flight? What was that? Where did we come from?
Where'd we go?
Charlotte. And that was when I was probably my heaviest.
You know what's cool though? I'm
350, 355, you know?
I'm racking up all the Delta miles.
You getting points? So you got us a couple free flights or
maybe eventually
us. What do you mean us? So wait, so do you get points when I book my flight through your account though?
Yep.
Oh, good. Wait a minute. I do want
the AMAX points, kid. I'm the AMAX card, kid.
What are you looking forward to in Dallas? I mean, we just locked in something huge. So why don't you talk about that?
I know that's huge. I'm excited to see the stars because I remember telling you vividly before the playoffs started, I go, I think Dallas wins this year.
Let me ask you something. How come we're more locked in with a Dallas owner than the Boston owner?
But I don't know. But that's just. But that goes to show how Boston is, though. It's just so. I don't understand.
It's all good because I'm gonna tag the Bruins social media. Be like, oh wow, I'm taken care of in Dallas. I don't know what's going on.
I don't understand though. But it's not even just them. It's not even just the Bruins. It's like
other teams, teams too. Yeah, like, the other teams here. Honestly, the only one that's really showed us any love so far
the Revolution,
the Revs, and the Celtics.
The Celtics,
Too. We got that, but. Yeah, man. I mean, growing up playing hockey, bro, like being able to sit in the fucking owner suite for a playoff game, like that's a fucking dream come true.
Know, even if bro, it's not the Bruins. Like, that's it's just sick. Funny because all the sports teams, they claim to be like, they support like the...
Yeah,
the people, but like, dude, I'm telling you, bro, we walk in any, I'm not even trying to be cocky, but we can walk in any sports thing and bro, it's going to be 20, 30, 40, 50 people coming up.
It's
to
just
us.
Our prime demographic there, bro.
It's just, I don't know, bro.
That I was actually thinking about that the other day. I'm like, dude, if we don't capitalize on doing as much man on the street as possible, like that's stupid. Just so stupid.
Cause I see there's other creators doing it that. Amazing job, but like we can do it a million.
But
times
it's like, yeah, like that's our prime demographic there, and it's like even if we have to go multiple games in a row and just get content, like
we will. It's gonna start getting better and better, anyways. Yeah, Bruins come. Yeah. It's tough because we're going to Dallas, so we're not gonna be here for the bees. I don't think. No, we might catch one of the games Sunday. It's Mother's Day.
I just think, and it's a second round. We'll see how the series plays out. Like if the Bruins go up 2-3-0, it's like we might as well just wait until fucking next.
Wait,
round.
Take on the Rangers, take That'll on the Knicks. Fucking,
if we can do man on the street, New York versus Boston, dude.
That's what viral.
Oh my god,
viral.
I'll be there every game. Bro.
I'm going shirtless. Game. I'll paint a Celtics jersey on me.
Yo, that would be crazy. That would be crazy. But yeah, we'll see. But yeah, back to Dallas. I mean, we're going to go to the Stars game on Thursday night, which you guys would already have seen the content by now. But we're going there. It's going to be exciting.
We're
going to
do some lineman drills with Judon on the turf.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous for the out workouts.
I'm excited to just see some like Judon, like one of the best outside linebackers. Like,
Judon did tell
rushes.
Us he's going to fuck us up. So I'm a little – I don't know what he meant by that. Yeah. I got to ask him, Matt Judon, you said you're going to fuck us up, bring our camera guys. So what does that mean?
I don't know. He has like he has pads and shit for us to wear. He goes, yeah, you guys wear these.
He puts me on the line to drill against me. He just bull rushes me.
Just chop block him. Can't take
I was thinking
right
about this in the shower today. This is so weird.
I know, bro. That's
here.
Where the thoughts come.
Because I was thinking, I'm like thinking about these workouts. Because I'm like, I don't do football workouts, bro. Like, you know?
Bro, they're not
so I'm like, do. I wonder if I got on the line with him. Like, would I be even stand a chance? I'm like, no. I'm a heavy guy. You know,
it's
I'm heavy.
It's the technique. You're going to go up, put your hands up. And he knows what he's doing. He's coming at you with either
I'm thinking if he tries to bull rush me, though, I can fucking hold my ground a little bit, no?
Yeah,
he'd probably run me over, though, huh?
He'd probably run you over, one. And two, like I said, the technique.
How much do you think he weighs? He's pretty heavy. He's a big boy.
260.
Yeah.
270.
Yeah.
Big dude.
I
want to
see Marcus
too.
On the line.
Mark used to play.
Yeah. If you guys don't know who Marcus Judon is, Matt Judon's brother, he's the Black Santa that was in our deli skits.
Yo, those were so good.
Those are the best.
How about the comments, though? Did you see the comment I sent you from one of the new delis that we filmed?
No, what is it? Oh, wait. Yeah, I did. Camera quality is going up. Everything's going up.
The camera, the audio, you guys improved. I was like,
Everything's improving, bro. I mean, that's the name of the game. We're just improving all aspects. You know what I was thinking? I'm like, we got to have Colin on the podcast. It's like our only It's Content intern. Like,
I know. We should get him more involved for sure.
But he is involved, though. He gets invited to every day.
I was just thinking of this in my head yesterday. I'm like, damn, we finally have someone that's committed to like really post and want to like just be better with our stuff. I'm like, damn, we really should be going as hot as we can right now.
Yeah. No,
but
I
it's
mean,
good
we'll
though,
because
I'm telling you that New York Boston content's gonna be undefeated.
I know. I'm excited to see.
We're gonna have to go nuts.
I mean, bro, the Celtics are gonna win. Come on, Celtics are gonna win.
They're gonna win. It's just
Knicks
the Knicks.
Won game
the
one.
Knicks won game
Knicks,
one.
They
it's the Knicks Celtics, baby. They want the New York.
I mean, come on, bro. The Celtics are beating the Knicks, though. Come on.
It's going to be a fucking – Knicks play very physical basketball, and I can tell you when Celtics get physical basketball played against them, Jaylen Brown and Tatum are not the same people.
Jalen Brunson's turning up right now. Okay?
They play physical ball.
Know who else is playing clutch? Dante DiVincenzo. Dang.
Yo, I was looking at this the other day. I'm like, you know, Josh Hart, DiVincenzo, they've been in the league for a good 5-6 years now, and, bro, they're having their best careers right now. Yeah. Like they weren't putting these numbers on any other team they were on.
It's like Caleb Martin and fucking Max Strus last year against us, just eating on us.
Yeah, Max Strus is on
Cleveland,
he's on Cleveland.
Right?
He's dropping 5 points a game.
Five? Really?
Maybe 5-6. We might get 10 if he's lucky.
Yeah, man. I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be interesting.
We used to have Strus, too. You know that?
Did we?
Yeah. Practice squad. Cut him, kid.
Celtics should get by Cleveland. It's gonna be. I don't think it's gonna be as easy as a series as people think, but I think they're gonna get by them.
I think they might squeeze one or two games.
I feel like Cleveland plays us pretty well usually too.
Yeah.
But Bruins. I mean, Bruins are. I mean, bro. No one's counting them in this. And even after game one on the radio, people are still miserable.
This
like,
fucking. They were 4-0.
Bruins are 5-0 against them this year. They were 5-0. It's like, guys. I know. Playoff is more intense and higher pace, but it's like, bro. It doesn't really matter. Like Florida, I still think is the better overall talent team, but like Bruins clearly have their number.
First 5 minutes, Florida came out flying everywhere, 6-0. Bruins were just passing. Swayman was sloppy. Dude,
what do you do with the goalies? You just keep riding Swayman?
Even if Swayman loses, kid, Delmark's not going.
You have to, bro. I just think it comes down to you have to just communicate with Swayman. Like, if he needs a rest, you got to give him a rest because he hasn't played this many games ever in his career in a row. So it's like, you got to think about it. Like, they still need to win the cup. They need 16 wins total. They have 5, so they need 11 more wins. That doesn't count the losses. So, like, think about it. He needs to play probably at least another 15 to 20 games straight if you
hopefully
want to take him
out. If we go up 2, how do you not sit there and bet them in Florida again?
I don't know. We kind of have to, right? We'll see what they do.
Actually, my cousin Julie texted me yesterday. She goes, I don't know if your dad ever told you this, but I had to break up the fight between your father and Keith Tkachuk as kids. I had to pull them by the hair and break them up. I was dying because he's from Eastie, Keith Tkachuk.
When they were kids, you said?
Yeah, it was mad funny.
That's mad funny.
Your dad probably played with him too.
Yeah, no, his mom lived in Jeffrey's Point. Mm-hmm. Well, his parents lived in Jeffrey's Point. Keith Tkachuk kid.
The Points kids.
Tkachuk's seen the videos. Come on.
Yeah, he definitely did. Bro, if I ever said my name, he'd probably die.
You know, Matt Tkachuk and Tatum are like boys. They went to school together.
St. Louis. Well, yeah, because he was from... Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Because they lived in St. Louis.
They went to the same school and shit, yeah.
Sexy Red's from St. Louis.
Yeah, like you can tell she's from St. Louis, you know what I mean? But like Matt Tkachuk isn't like, he's like looks like a Canadian. He sounds like a Canadian kid, you know? But Dallas is going to be fun. I'm excited to go.
I asked for some recommendations. A lot of people keep saying this Terry Black's barbecue.
Really?
I'm like, you know what? I can't be eating barbecue, but I think we got to eat it once down there.
Well, it's at the end of the day, we're on vacation. You know, we just got to balance it out. A
couple of burn ends, Justin. You know what I mean?
Just got to balance it out.
How funny would that be if we like had jeans and cowboy boots on with a belt buckle and a hat?
I mean, I would do it.
Just for the content.
I don't know if I could fit in those kind of jeans.
Yeah.
Tight jeans, you know?
Just get 40s.
Yeah, 42s. Not probably 40s. Probably definitely 40 now.
I know. 40. You know what's scary, though?
What?
My waist size is going up. That's weird.
My waist size is actually going down. I'm actually
shrinking.
I bought those black jeans if they were 40s and like they're fucking loose on me. So my waist was never really an issue, bro.
Sagging.
What?
Start sagging then.
I mean, I naturally do because like I have no ass and I'm huge. So it's fun.
Oh, man.
But we're losing weight. We're feeling good. 34 pounds down.
It's the best feeling though when you feel good in the clothes.
Yes, it is. It is different. It's funny how like the gym has such a mental effect on you. Like when I go to the gym, after the gym, I just want to like talk to people and like be social. And then it's like if I skip the gym one day, I don't want to talk to anyone.
You don't
want to
talk. Miserable. I know. And you just kind of want to be in the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
The gym is big. I was like all fired up this morning, singing like on the way, got a car wash, you know. So on the way to the gym, fired up.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Even after, I was like, you know, it's nice out, like head bopping, saying hi to the people I'd never say hi to.
Well, bro, when we come back from this trip, it's like Boston summer's kind of in full effect now.
You know what? It's crazy though. I try to catch the pattern. Like today, I caught myself. I was like, oh, it's beautiful. I wonder what's going to be tomorrow. Rain. I noticed the whole time we're gone, it's shitty weather.
Yeah,
Come back and then it's all beautiful. Nice weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, but summer's coming.
I know, bro.
Tall ship. Yeah. Those are the best. Dude, Tall Ship got the – all right, some of their drinks are expensive. I get it. But, bro, you buy a cabana minimum 500, you got 10, 15 people there. That's
not bad at all.
No.
Is it minimum 500?
Minimum 5.
Even if it's minimum 1,000, like it sounds like a lot. But, bro, you get 10, 15 people, that's like not even 100 each.
I know. Which is crazy. Tall Ship's the best.
Tall Ship's the best place to go, bro. One of the best in the city for the summer. Tall Ship. 100%. Like, if you leave that off your list, I don't know, like, where
else? That's number one.
That's people that go to, like, Cisco and Envoy.
It's number one.
Shit, you know?
I've never been to Envoy rooftop. It's probably nice, though. Probably a little vibe.
Definitely been probably different.
I'm excited for Moxie's in the summer too.
They all should put Cisco Breweries to shame though. Let's be honest.
There's no reason to go there.
I know the local people that own Cisco's are good people, but Tallship is, in my opinion, definitely superior to Cisco.
Bro,
it's bigger.
It's the best skyline.
It's better view. It's great. You know, everything's better.
I love it there, man. I'm excited to get over there.
I heard you went to the Salty Bars recently.
I did.
How was that experience? I did. Usually go around that
crowd. Shout out to Aiden Sullivan. We went to the game. I think it was a playoff.
This was like a month ago now, right?
No, it was like one of the last games. It was my birthday. After the game, he was like, "Let's go out." I was like, "We want to go Moxie's." He was like, "I'm not really feeling bougie." I was like, "Huh?" He was like, "Let's go to Salty." I was like, "All right, cool." He was like, "We're gonna go to Lincoln. Get their lines around the corner." We were all buzzed up. I was deaf buzzed up. And he was like, "Hey, go use the juice." I wasn't going to be like, "No." I was like, "All right." I went up. And I seen the dude grill, like when we got out of the Ali's car. Went up and I was just like, "Yo, what's up?" I was like, "Yo, we got a table for Tommy G."
Did you actually say that?
I swear to God, I said that. Because I knew he knew me. I was like, "You know what? I'm not going to be like, 'Yo, what's up? I'm Prosciutto.'" Like, you know?
He gave you the look.
He just gave me the, "Yeah, I know who you are." He's like,
"Go up and say, 'I'm Prosciutto.'" That sounds like a dick.
That's why I was like, "You know, yo, Tommy G's table." And he goes, "Yeah, I know who you are." He's like, "Grab your friends." I was like, "All right, word." They were all pumped. I'm in there. I had to go to the bathroom. They're like, "Yo, the deli guy." And then Sweet Carolina was playing. Then they started singing it. I was like, "Yo." Go out there. I ran into this chick that I know. Talking a little bit. Fun.
Interesting. Yeah, the salty nights. I'm not completely against it. I definitely have to be in a certain mood for it, though. Like, yeah. I'm more like chill, low-key, Moxie's vibe, you know? But Salty is definitely a different animal. Like,
oh my God,
packed in and shit, and like, I don't know, just not like my typical vibe. But that's probably where we get recognized the most.
Crowd. And we went to Scores, the place right at the bar. My friend Maddie is like the GM, so we went and...
Scores or Stats?
Got Scores.
Okay.
Across street from the Garden. It's a new spot next to that Sullivan place, the old spot. We went in, and there was these dudes from Baltimore. They're like, "Yo! Is this you?" From Baltimore, bro. They were like crab men. Like
they
go crab it. Like, I don't know. That's what they do in Baltimore, I guess. But okay. Around the bar, they're like, "Yo, we came here because of these videos." I was like, "No, you didn't." He's like, "Nah, I'm fucking. We went the game." He's like, "But I want to go to the deli." He's like, "When are you working?" I was like, "Bro, we don't work in there." I was like, you got to go, though. He's like, "All right, we're going to go before the airport."
Dude, the amount of people that think we work at the fucking deli is crazy.
Do you think there's people that see the videos and they're like, "Yo, this shit's nuts. Like, this deli, like, they're nuts." Like, I don't think they know it's scripted. Or
I think people probably know it's scripted. They just think we're fucking around at work. But I think some people actually think they're real interactions, which is kind of stupid.
Which is good, though. Which is good.
But it's like, how do you think those are real?
If we had extras shopping, you can't tell
the difference. No, you can't tell the difference. No.
This is happening in a deli? What the fuck?
Well, that's what I want to do, like, bro, with this fucking pilot, like, to make it look like a legit TV show, because we're trying to write up a pilot a little bit for the deli to make it like a TV show, kind of like Always Sunny in Philadelphia kind of vibe. But, like, when we shoot the pilot episode, like, we're going to need some extras for sure. Obviously, we don't need a shit ton, but I think we can definitely get some extras.
If we post it, we're like, "Yo, we need extra sign up here," and there's a link.
I feel like we know people that will just come and like just be there, you know, like even like East Boston friends and shit.
I know. The difficult part is then it's like, "All right, we got to get in character," but then we also have to tell everyone what to do.
It's directing, it's getting and acting, and writing. Page. It's everything all
it's
together.
It's fun, though. It is. It's a nice thrill.
Well, that's what Always Sunny in Philadelphia did. They were just four friends from Philadelphia, and they wrote the show. They directed it on no budget, and they just did it. We're gonna have to do it
just like that.
But yeah, no, that's really it. I mean, I don't really know.
Who are you calling sweetheart, you little bitch?
Yo, that's what I want to talk about. The new deli. So by this time, I don't know if they're gonna be on YouTube yet. Probably not. But new deli is coming out. If they haven't come out on YouTube yet,
Tuesday.
Check out the social media. Mario Bosco Deli. Comedian from New York. He's fucking cooked, bro. That opening line kills me, bro.
I know. What's up, sweetheart?
What are you calling sweetheart, you little bitch? Like, bro, that killed
me. Dribbling the ball.
Yeah, like, just mad random.
That was good.
Rocco actually just texted me. He goes, "Yo, this new Mario episode is fucking insanely good." So we have that, and we have two more episodes actually coming out after that. So stay tuned. A lot of deli content. We literally filmed from like 8 o'clock to like 12:30 the other night.
I'm fiending to get in there again. It's fun, man.
I'm gonna text Yano and get us scheduled maybe for late May, I would say.
Like, we got a script.
Mid to late May, then we have the Scarlatta is coming mid-June.
Oh, Yankees, Red Sox.
Sox series. We're trying to get the Scarlatta's in a suite. We're going to do something with Sam Adams potentially. Get a ton of content there. I just wish, you know what I wish, bro? I wish that fell on the same time as the Knicks and the Rangers.
It might. They were,
no, because usually the NHL Stanley Cup is like that week, the 15th, the 8th to like
the 15th. Of June.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup.
Oh, that's
Cup,
right. The finals is June too.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. It falls like right after it.
Yeah, that's all right though. Hopefully we just sent them home, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we can really show.
All I know is I think whoever, dude, it's the NBA is good, bro, because I would say anyone from the East will win, but the East is, I don't know. Like Anthony Edwards is him.
Yeah. No, he's, bro, he legit reminds me of Jordan, bro.
They're the favorite to
he
win.
He looks like Jordan. He plays like Jordan.
He's 22, bro.
What? He's 22 years old?
Mm-hmm. He wears the armband.
Wait, he's 22 years old?
He wears the armband and the leg band just like Jordan, too. Has his own shoe. He's Jordan. He signed
Minnesota's
to Jordan.
Minnesota's about to be nasty.
I know. People sleep on Karl Anthony Towns, though. He's a big reason,
for sure. You ever see that? For sure.
He's mad fun. He's mad close to Cousin Stiz.
He's mad zesty. You notice he changes his voice?
Yeah. A lot of them have multiple, more than one voice. Halliburton.
Do you know what? You've seen that, Justin, obviously, right? What? The memes of Karl Anthony Towns when he's like on a podcast talking like mad zesty.
He's like, yeah, yeah.
Then he's on the game talking like this. It's like, all right. I mean, I guess I don't know. I don't do that, man.
He dates Jordan Woods. That was like Kylie Jenner's
Jordan
best.
Woods.
Jordan Woods.
Really? Good for him.
She's hot.
But yeah. Oh, another thing before we sign off here. You know what I was doing earlier today? I was reflecting earlier today because like recently – just like with everything combined, like with like kind of like slower, a little slower this time of year right now on brand deals a little bit, like just like, you know, paying taxes and like I just kind of felt a little like stagnant a little bit. I'm like, are we doing enough? And then I'm like thinking back to a year ago, which I'm actually looking at right now, April 2023, and I'm like, or May 2023. And I'm like, damn, like we just had our first pop-up event. We just started the delis. We just started the merch. We are planning our second pop-up event.
Done so much.
The Scarlatas didn't even come yet.
Done so much.
Like, so I'm like, we really have done so much. So I'm like, do you ever feel like that? Like, we're not doing enough?
Oh my God. Every fucking day I sit there and I'm like, bro, I don't feel like I'm doing enough. But then it's like, I try to find that piece where it's like you need a chill.
Yeah.
Like you need a chill. Like we work so hard. I'm like looking around. I'm like, yo, I have a fucking whip I love. I have a brand new apartment. I need it like... I'm always like, go, go, go. Like, it's not enough, but I never like sit here and embrace it. And like, damn, bro, I really worked for what I've always wanted and I did it. Like,
and with the shit we have coming up, bro, I think really this trip's going to kick it off because once we come back from this trip, we have a ton of Man on the Street we're going to be doing. We have the Scarlatas coming.
We content's
have another,
ripping.
Another deli.
We got
we have
the Celtics.
The
we need to try to get that out now. Like, ASAP. Like, honestly, I don't know how to get that to the other camera, dude.
We gotta figure that out.
And I'll pay right now to fucking get it done.
We'll figure that out. I gotta sneeze.
Bless you. Bananas.
But yeah, we have a whole Celtics vlog we haven't released yet on the court.
Oh, there's a lot of good content. Oh my God. As soon as we're done with this pod, I'm gonna text so-and-so and have him to send like anything ASAP. Because getting the clip out tonight, if we're on the floor, it will hit because they're playing tonight at home.
I know. Yeah, because we're waiting to hear back from that collab. But those are different. Those are the questions. We don't need to post that. We can post just like, yo, we're here at the game or whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, something like that. Like, quick. But, yeah, we have a lot of shit coming up. I just was thinking about that today. I'm like, damn.
We got a lot of delis we haven't. We got 12, a lot of delis.
Especially that time of year, bro, from, like, January to, like, March sucks, bro. It's, like, weather sucks. Everything's slower. But now everything's going to start opening up. We're going to be a lot more active around the city and shit. It's going to be a lot of shit's coming up.
As long as we stay active, it's, like, there's – I feel like every day where I go to the gym, it's, like, I want to film. I want to be on the camera. I want to
– Yeah, I woke up this morning. Honestly, in the gym today, I felt really good. Mm-hmm. Just, like, wearing the jumpsuit and shit. Like, I just felt kind of ripped today. In the gym,
that's the best when you can walk around the gym and like feel good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I woke up with some good energy. I had a clean meal late last night because I didn't eat really, but I ate like steak and rice and all that last night, and I woke up with mad energy. I had a great lift. That's why it's like I like doing the whole not eating after a certain time, but I'm like, dude, I woke up today with mad energy,
bro.
Like,
it's when you eat the clean, because yesterday I had the same thing. You see the new tray thing I posted? Mad people hitting me up like, yo, that looks 5-star with steak tips, rice, and asparagus. I made a little salad. I got hungry after that and I just heated up another Nutri. It was just chicken with the spinach. And I was like, damn, man, I woke up feeling good, just clean. Cut up some super sather and cheese and crackers. We'll leave that out, but you know, I feel good.
It's all right though, if you have that in moderation.
Processed food.
Processed food. Yeah, man, but that's really it. I mean, do you have anything else you want to add in or anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that's it. Let's go Celtics. Here we go.
Let's
go
Celtics. Let's go Bruins. Here we go. I mean, by this point, we'll see where the series is because they have
what? Do you got? Give me predictions. Celtics fucking – Celtics win in five. Bruins win in five. Both.
Bruins in five, huh?
Yeah, Florida might get a game at home, but I don't know. If Bruins win – they might lose one. I don't know. But I think 5-5.
Bruins just like low-key sweep them. Like no one sees it coming.
Pack the bags.
No one sees it coming.
The next game's going over too.
I'm gonna say give me Celtics in six. Give me
Bruins in four, kid.
No,
four. I can't see that. Undefeated.
That means they would be
Florida couldn't beat them once.
That means they would be 8-0 on the season on Florida.
Sorry.
I'll go Bruins in. I don't want to say seven. I don't think it's going to go seven.
Nah.
I think Bruins beat them
they
in
can't
six.
Score.
I think Bruins
they can't
beat
score
them
on
six
Swayman.
Too. I'm going to go Celtics in six, Bruins in six, Swayman's on fire.
Grizzlick score, kid. Think about that.
Do you think we see Almark at all this series?
No. You know, you might get it with the rest. They might need a.
If we go up 2-0 with Swayman, I wouldn't be surprised if they threw Almark in for game three at home just to fucking.
And then that's the one they lose. And then now Bruins in five, like I said. Bruins in five, Celtics in five. I think Cavs might steal one at home just to make the money off the Garden. Same thing with Florida. Because I'm telling you, bro, they make so much money when the Celtics and Bruins lose at home.
Yeah.
It's not like shitty fucking, I don't know, Indiana losing at home. Yeah. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's the Celtics getting the Garden.
Yeah. I agree. All right. Well, this was another good podcast. Quick one today. But stay tuned for next week. I'm sure we'll have another guest coming on. I haven't planned ahead that far yet. But, that's it. Enjoy the go watch the Dallas content. Go watch all the new Delhi content. Make sure you subscribe. Can you give us a nice 5-star review if you're on Apple or Spotify? That'd be cool.
And I think I'm gonna message George Niang while he's in town. Try to get on a pod because he started
that'd
his
be
pod.
Cool. That'd be yeah. He did just start his pod, so maybe we can get George's Niang on here. That'd be cool. Really depends how the series is going. If he's in a good mood or not. But I think he might. But when we come back, they're gonna be back in Cleveland, correct?
Probably, yeah.
But, I mean, maybe it lines up. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
But that's it, guys. And as you guys know, always, at the end of the day, everything is all content. It's all content.
It's content.
It's all content. It's cool. Thanks for tuning in.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? My ex-girl got a bait now, but she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a baddie on Cape Town too. Ooh, 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 ooh. Whole gang in steakhouse food. Get the check, I ain't checking what it came out to. I tell promoters I don't talk about the money. You know who they hand the envelope to.